Across the country, people are talking about sexual assault. The conversation reached fever pitch after someone released a 2005 recording of GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. He joked about not having to ask women for permission to touch them inappropriately. Years ago, women also lobbed sexual misconduct allegations at former President Bill Clinton, husband of Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. Last night, WUWM, in conjunction with Pathfinders, hosted a community conversation about rape culture. WUWM's LaToya Dennis was there.
Isn't it interesting that we have this whole joke in our culture that means that consent is not just assumed, but that we have, oh, I'm a hugger, let me just hug you because I'm a hugger, you know. And I think, well, what rape culture is a culture that tells us that some people have a right to other people's bodies and that that right should not be questioned. And if it is questioned, then, you know, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of challenge, often there's a lot of physical violence.
Think about a room full of people here. How many of us have had somebody expose themselves to you, been grabbed? I mean, all these kind of more...
Yelled things out at you, yelled about
things,
your body.
Right. You know, so you think about all these different things that subtly happen to you, and you don't report. This is part of the rape culture, is that we think, well, that's too small.
The statistic of 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys will be assaulted by the time they're 18, sexually assaulted by the time they're 18, that statistic has not changed in the 35 years I've been doing this work. Marianne and I have kind of a pretty high soapbox that we get up on about male survivors and how my exposure in the world says women are, that men are sexually abused as much as women are. Little boys are sexually abused as much as little girls are.
So why is it that we don't talk about that as a society? Why is it that we focus on the women?
Because of the huge stigma there is about male victims. Males are not allowed to be victims. Males are only allowed to be perpetrators. If it was a same-sex assault, then there's the added stigma of, okay, well, then that means I'm gay or that he's gay because I was sexually assaulted by somebody who was also male. And we know that's not true. We know that sexual perpetrators, they kind of fall into what their preference is, and they would name themselves as being heterosexual even if they were more attracted to little boys.
In terms of the impact of trauma, trauma is not defined by the action that's taken. It's defined by the response and the impact on the body and on the nervous system, the psyche, you know, the impact on someone's behavior or their life. And so when we look at sexual assault as something that exists on a spectrum, I think that it's also important to have that recognition that the impact anywhere on that spectrum could be the same. Someone, you know, being grabbed at a party could be the same as someone who experienced a form of penetration. And anything in between, there are a lot of people who experience verbal assault as being equally as traumatic as something that might be a physical assault. And it really gets back to me to understanding sexual assault as a form of power abuse, power and control, rather than necessarily about a particular behavior that plays out in a particular way.
You just heard from Susanna Bartlow and Kathy Arney from Pathfinders and Marianne Clisseri with the Healing Center. They spoke last night at an event hosted by WUWM on the topic of rape culture.